In the second half of the 19th century, Vienna went through an enormous period of growth and development. The city walls that were there since the medieval ages and had grown through the 16th and 17th century didn't allow the city to grow. When the Emperor Franz Josef decides in 1859 to have the old city walls demolished, for the first time, the old inner city can form a unity with the so far independently growing suburbs and neighboring little villages. So the city grows from 1857 to the 1890s by 500,000 people, and from 1890 to 1910 to 2 million, which meant that the city had to reorganize its traffic, water supply, sewage systems, and so on. So in 1892, the city launched a competition for the further development of the city plan. Wagner was one of the winners of that competition and started in 1893 on that new Vienna development plan. Out of that plan came the commission for him to design the new inner city railway system. It was some 45 kilometers long and included more than 30 stations, which Wagner designed according to his belief and creed. One of the more artistic creations of the tube stations are the stops for the Karlsplatz, which really a wonderful example for this marrying functionality and aesthetics. The basic structure is a steel frame, which was then filled in with marble and stucco plaques and decorated with the new ornament of the time, which is a very, very important part of getting the message through to the public that a new artistic era had started.